Hey guys, I'm Steven, and this is the Gamers Podcast. I'm the executive.
Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. That is Sheep King there on with me today. So
that is Sound Tech you are listening to right now, the Australian guy.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we're just gonna talk about a few things, like maybe the Rio, which is sort of in gaming.
Oh yeah, the Rio. They actually made a game about that.
Did they?
The new Mario & Sonic one.
Righto. But maybe we can have a look
heard?
At that. No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I've seen it on the Nintendo Direct, and I'm like, oh my god, it looks fun. But knowing from the last year's game, it was pretty. It might have not been as good as I thought.
Right. Well, so Rio is in 1 hour and 22 minutes from when we're recording this. So by the time it goes out, the official opening ceremony should have started.
Oh, so you literally scheduled this right 1 hour after the Rio 2016 Olympic Games starts.
Well, it's 1 hour before, yeah. I didn't know it was. I thought it was yesterday, but...
Oh, that's cool. Maybe we could have, like, a Rio special.
Yeah, maybe since next week at the...
But this isn't really... Yeah, this isn't really live. So, I don't know how we'd have that, because when the day it goes up, it's like... The opening ceremony is over unless you're going to edit it all in less than an hour.
Yeah, well, probably next week we might talk a bit about maybe a few highlights from the Rio games, if that's what you guys want.
Just let us know.
Yep. So, we are available on SoundCloud and iTunes at the moment at Gamers Podcast, so...
I'm not gonna wait. Are you gonna have to make this thing a paid thing where you have to like pay to listen to iTunes, or is it like free?
Nah, it's free to listen on iTunes. So.
Oh. How do people even set prices on iTunes anyway? It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know whether I can set a price for a podcast. I think podcast episodes are free. Anyway, because I didn't see any way to make it paid, but.
Because, and there's a podcast app, I believe, on Apple. There's this, like everything's free.
Yep.
I actually have a couple podcasts on there I listen to, like Monster Cat and stuff.
Yep. I've been listening to a few podcasts as well.
When I'm going home, like, say I visit my, relatives or something, when I go home, I just listen to the Monster Cat podcast the whole drive home.
Yep. That's what I was doing the other day when we were coming back.
While playing Dumb Ways to Die. Man, I'm so old. I just realized I'm so old school now. Oh my god.
Well, it's still a fun game.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, don't they have like an Olympic version or something of that game?
Mm.
Like version 2.
I wonder, the EULA is not really changing any servers. Like, when I first heard about the EULA, I thought it was going to be this really big thing, but it was really not that big of a deal.
Yep. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I thought all servers would be shutting down because of the lack of money they're making because the market value is higher.
Yeah. That's another thing. PoodleCorp have been taking down heaps of game servers lately.
Oh, yeah. If they take down Minecraft, I'm suing PoodleCorp.
Yeah, so I'm trying to get a list up of all the websites. Well, I mean, the game servers they've taken down.
Okay, because, they took down League of Legends servers, right?
Yeah.
What were they down? They took down League of Legends servers, but I remember recently they took down another game. What game was it?
So they took down GTA 5.
Isn't GTA 5 like most of it is offline anyway?
Yeah, that's what I thought. They took down the PlayStation Network as well.
I get there's the servers and stuff for like Xbox. But I don't really see the point. I don't really see the big issue.
Yeah.
With I could be wrong. GTA 5 online might be pretty fun. That's a big deal. But coming from a person who doesn't play it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't play it either.
I don't really find it very. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, two block.
Yeah, I'm trying to see whether he'll come on the podcast. Yeah, they also took down Blizzard lately.
Yeah, I think they're gonna take down Overwatch. Everybody's just gonna like leave. just add him to the call?
Yeah, I'm just checking whether he wants to be on it yet.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm gonna ask, are you in school?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
We're Saturday. Okay. It's Saturday at 7:40 here.
Oh.
In the morning.
I'll add you to the call. So what are you gonna do for the podcast footage? Because I know this is just audio and you can't really submit audio files to YouTube. So what are you gonna do? Just gonna put some background gameplay or something?
I don't know. I might just upload it. Put an image to it.
Oh, you're gonna just put a still image?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just adding 2 block.
Okay, well, while you do that, I'm just gonna go through the Samsung Galaxy specs. So, the Note 7, sorry. So, the operating system's running with Android 6.0 Marshmallow. Has a display with 5.7-inch 2560x1440 Super AMOLED dual edge screen Gorilla Glass 5. It's running is a quad core Snapdragon 820, which is pretty much like lots of the newer smartphones on the market. Has storage of 64 gigs and Skype message. Okay, I was just going through there. Note 7 specs.
Oh, okay.
So it's expendable with a micro SD card up to 256 gigabytes. Has RAM or memory of 4 gigabytes. For the rear cam, we have a 12 megapixel f1.7 lens, and on the front we have a 5 megapixel f1.7 lens. So this.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yep. Has USB Type C fast charging, like the Galaxy. Has a battery of 3,500 milliamps, which is fairly respectable, I reckon.
Considering everything else it offers, it's pretty good.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of the 5.7-inch bigger. Screen size, but
I have big hands, so I prefer to go for bigger screens.
I mean, I've had a look at a few bigger ones and I reckon I could get used to it.
Yeah. Samsung products keep their size pretty small, and then Apple's ones just keep scaling it larger. Yeah. That's one reason people prefer Samsung, because they don't like the gigantic size.
From what I'm seeing with the iPhone 7 that is supposed to be coming out this year, the end of this year.
Yeah, maybe but they're hyping it up way too much, the iPhone 7. Remember the 6? They said they were going to have this projector screen, they're going to have all of this. And then we just got a pretty much a bigger version of the 5S.
Yeah.
Some it's not what we expected.
Yeah, everyone thought it was gonna be amazing.
I know, right?
Yeah, and
every iPhone.
Everyone's been saying that the iPhone 8 or not this year, but next year's one will be the big redesign.
Hopefully they actually give us something good.
I mean, from what I've seen, I just watched Unbox Therapy's video from the other day, about the iPhone 7 mock-up that he has.
They made it not. They made it
work. Are Tublock, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're pretty quiet.
For once.
His mic is pretty away. His mic is away from his mouth.
Someone woke me up.
Who?
So wait, are you using your headset mic or using your microphone?
Headset mic.
Okay, that's why it sounds pretty quiet, because you probably have it far away from your mouth.
1 second.
Okay.
Okay, so
actually it's the same further than this away, it's just not really speaking.
So what is going to be the sport that you most look forward to in the Olympics this week and next week?
I'm not really big on the Olympics, so what positions are there? I've watched them once.
I mean, what sport are you most interested in?
I'm interested in the, I know this might sound lame, but I might be interested in equestrian.
Yeah.
just riding the horses, I want to see how accurate, how good they are at it.
Yeah, I'm always interested when I watch that, watching it and seeing how much of a sport that is. You don't really think of it as a sport until you come to the Olympics.
I know, people thought riding horses were just for fun. Oh no, dude.
Yep. So, yeah.
I have to say, it's one of those sports that are okay, that are good, that you enjoy watching, yep. But not as competitive not as competitive as basketball or anything, because it is a pretty small sport.
Yep.
Minor.
Yeah, well, my favorite sport is mainly because it's the one I play is field hockey.
Come on, Tublock's talking, I think.
Yeah, all the noisy one.
Oh, okay.
My headset.
Wait, Tublock, are you? No, go ahead.
I know.
If you want, we can take you out of the call.
What? Huh?
If you want,
No, I was talking about Jamie.
So we didn't wake you up. You're good.
No, because Sam woke me in the thing around 7:30. My body woke me up at 7:30.
So yeah. you're still trying to adjust to the sunlight.
No, I'm trying to adjust to the sound.
Yeah, so my sport in the hockey, mainly because it's the one I play, in the Olympics, is the field hockey.
Ah, you like the hockey?
Sorry.
hockey is pretty nice, yeah, I enjoy watching hockey.
Do you guys, is field hockey sort of something you guys play in America, or is it
Oh yeah, we do play it. I actually have a hockey rink a few minutes away.
Isn't that field hockey?
No, it's like this gigantic dome.
I mean ice hockey, yeah.
Yeah. Right. But some people can play some hockey games, but yeah, it's a pretty minor sport as well. It's not minor, but it's not as focused on.
Yeah.
Baseball.
So there's baseball and the NFL and basketball. Yeah, there's
if you pretty much watch baseball instead of football, you're called a nerd all the lot.
So lots of people. Yeah, that's sort of the thing here. We have two types of footy three types of footy that we play here in Australia. And if you prefer to watch soccer than the football or the rugby for you people that don't live in Australia or America, yeah, it's sort of soccer's the secondary sport. I mean, in
wait,
terms
so
of that
do you thing. Guys you guys call it rugby and like in like
well,
the Europe?
We call it football. But I'm just calling it rugby because some people like it is called the rugby league or rugby union or what's the AFL? Oh,
so instead of the NFL it'd be NRL.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but we also do have AFL. That's a totally different sport.
Oh,
but most that's, but most that's people who hate it call it AFL.
Yeah, well, because
Austin, is that you texting me? Oh.
Yeah, well, AFL is Aussie rules, and then you have NRL, which is mainly popular in the east of Australia because it's I don't know whether you've heard of it, but we have three games every year called the State the State of Origin.
Mm.
And then
in Queensland, oh.
So.
Oh man.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hyped for the Olympics.
Yeah. Me too. So that I mean, it sucks because we have school, so it's not gonna be really something I can watch. But.
Can't you like record the Olympics and then watch them when they're like?
Yeah, I can just.
But you can't like watch it live, like
actually,
watching right
now. I might be able to because, our time zone is totally different. What's the Rio? Sorry.
I'm surprised that more people watch YouTube than they do TV.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like some average person can make it. Like some person could just make a YouTube channel, and then they get more. Then they if they do have a chance of getting popular, they get more views than people watching TV.
Yeah.
Like it just really seems like anybody could do it. Anybody could be famous nowadays.
Well, yeah, sort of. You sort of can, but. I mean,
that doesn't mean it will happen. But
exactly,
it's,
like
it's
you could be you could be working what? Like forever on a YouTube channel, and it doesn't mean that it's gonna be successful.
Yeah, but like, there's still like people that like there's still a chance that it would, and then you know.
What the heck is that?
It's the Google animation. I don't know what this is. Is this preventing? Is this promoting Vegan Day or something? It's just I'm looking at the Google thing. It's just a bunch of a fruit swimming and like, I think this is supposed to be an Olympics or something. Yeah, it's supposed to be like fruit.
Yeah. You can get the game on your phone and that. Anyway, sheep, how are you? How are you?
Good. How are you, Tubla?
I just woke up. I don't have any feelings right now.
Yeah, I woke up.
The only thing I'm feeling right now is hunger.
Are you guys excited for Tales of wait? What's Apple calling it? The Minecraft Diary Season 2. What's she calling it?
I don't know.
Then you would think. Let me just look up. Let me just check this real quick. I think it's Tales of Zestodia or something. I'm not really sure, but okay. Let me just look for the trailer because I think it was made like a week ago.
About a week ago. Week ago.
Just guess who's best of insert character.
Sounds, how are you? How's your morning?
Oh, Dreams of Estora, or whatever, however they say. Dreams of Estora. Tura. Yeah. Are you excited for that?
Yeah.
Looks pretty hype.
I'm wondering where Stand went.
I'm still here.
I'm hoping she doesn't just give us something way different, like, but like way under expectation. And then she just, like, hypes it up and then says all these things. Right. And then she just... Like, I'm hoping it doesn't turn out like that.
Hoping like a boring thing.
I'm yeah, still hopefully here, sir.
Actually... Please, actually...
Oh, is your microphone muted or something? So anyway, how's your day?
Pretty good. Your morning? I mean, so far, I woke up at, like, 6:45.
Nice.
I'm like, I just forced myself to wake up at 8.
Okay,
I have
anyway.
To force myself in order to wake up, like, and when I do.
Nice. So, Sam, do you play Pokemon Go?
You can call me Steven, but no, I don't. I'm trying to keep away from that at the moment.
I don't really care. You do. I usually call people random names, so yeah.
So, any of you guys got any stories or something?
What?
Any of you guys have any stories or something?
Oh, let's talk about this. Tuvok got punched while he's playing Pokemon Go the other day. Tui.
Beating Team Instinct.
Let's lay down some Pokemon Go stories. Totally not oversaturating, am I right?
Oh, way to get popular, right. Though. I just have to tag, now that we're talking about it,
hey,
Pokemon in the title.
Pokemon Go story?
Yeah, what's called, after school, I was, at the park where our gym was, just, you know, on my friend's mum's phone, you know, because she asked if I could try and beat this gym with one Pokemon. So I did that, and the guy who owned the gym was next to me. I didn't know who he was or what his name was or anything. I just beat the gym. I went, oh yeah, so yours is that the leader of the gym's like, yeah. Well, I just beat the gym. It's like, what?
Oh, I just googled Pokemon Go problems. And I'm still loading the page, but it says companies behind Pokemon Go sued over trespassing issues. I mean, that could be sort of a hard thing to fix in a way. Hello? Okay, it looks like I've lost connection with them. Let me just... Oh, don't want that to be playing.
Demon here with IGN News.
Okay, so I'm just calling him back. This will be a short podcast, sort of, if I don't get connected with him again. Anyway, let me just read out this Pokemon Go thing. A lawsuit has been filed against Nintendo and Niantic Labs and the Pokemon Company after a number of individuals trespassed on the property of a man from New Jersey. The lawsuit states at least 5 individuals knocked on a door and asked for access to backyard in order to catch Pokemon that the game has placed in their residence. Without their permission. So you guys can, well, I've lost total connection to Skype. I'm gonna have to try and fix this. So, he's claiming that the developer Niantic Labs set Pokemon gyms and Pokestops on his property without first getting his consent. The people playing Pokemon Go on his property are interfering with his quality of life, and the companies behind the title are profiting off a game that causes players to trespass on private property. This is not good, I've lost connection to everyone. Oh, whoa. I'm just trying to keep talking, so I'm not stopping in the middle of podcast and then I have to edit it out. Okay, the Pokemon Company, Niantic Labs, and Nintendo have been given 21 days to respond to the suit, which was filed on July 29th. That was ages ago, July. No, it wasn't. The two issues that may be resolved are whether or not the game is encouraging people to trespass on private property, and if so, whether or not Nintendo, Niantic, or the Pokemon Go company are profiting off it. Yeah, so, I mean, I can see how they're saying that, they were on private property and how there are Pokestops without permission, but the amount of areas that there are probably Pokestops without permission is like very, very high. And yeah, so I don't see how. Oh, hold up, I think I can connect again. I just lost connection. Hello. Oh, well. Okay. That's the problem with Skype, everyone. You should use Discord. Yeah, so I'll just keep going on that. Whether they're profiting off the game is sort of controversial. I mean, they're profiting off the game, but whether they're profiting off that actual move is probably a different story. I mean, I'm no lawyer, so I don't know whether that would affect anything. But yeah, so just gonna have a. I've seen a teardown for the Xbox One S this week. I mean, it looks sort of interesting. I'm just gonna. So I'm on IGN, news website thing. Oh, yeah, just guys, if I don't sound the best, it's because I've got a bit of a flu. Not another video. Hey.
Oh, there we go. You're back.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Sorry.
Hi.
Don't know
hi tech.
Wrong. Oh, yes, I just talked about a trespassing issue. So, what happened was,
The trespassing thing, if people trespass, that's their own fault.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, it's not something really that Niantic Labs can take care of. Like, the amount of private property that they've probably got Pokestops on is unmanageable.
Yeah, because we have them on mosaics, and we have one at the church, and one at a private property. So,
I mean,
yeah.
The other argument there is that they're making money, they're profiting off the game, so technically they're making money off people trespassing.
They're not making any money, the game is free.
No, but they are making money when people want coins, and whenever, whenever they want to walk around, the GPS can do amounts of, like, they're paying people to do stuff with the computers, but basically, they're using the walking around as them getting money an hour.
But,
So that's why they made the game free. There's no, cause I was saying there's no ads on the game, so I'm like, how do they make money?
Exactly. You, no one knows about that now.
I think, like, I they think they're now, just getting,
like, yeah.
I think they're just getting money from people buying in-game purchases, and probably.
Or that, yeah. That's the only reason a game wouldn't have ads.
And like a big game like Pokemon, like. I remember lots of people were paying for stuff in Clash of Clans, and this is so much bigger than Clash of Clans. I'm pretty sure they can make money off it. And then, but can then also, something? Whether they're getting money off that particular trespassing is probably another issue.
Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Can I just say something, right? With Pokemon Go, right? You know how much money they made within one day?
How much?
Right, one day when it first released in Australia and all that. Oh my god, someone put a bounty on my head.
How much money does Pokemon Go make?
1,000.
How much money they made? Did they make,
oh my gosh,
someone.
They made $584 million just from in-game purchases.
What?
Yeah.
No.
First day.
No, no, not on the first. Unreal. Not on the first day. But
yeah, no, I mean, like, the first day it was $1 million.
Actually, I don't know whether it was the first day or not. Yeah, but anyway, and then someone sold their Pokemon Go account for $10,000.
Why would they do that?
Because they had, like, five Pokemon over, over 2,000.
So?
So, you sell it, and you make $10,000 off something that, I mean, I hope they didn't hack it, but, you know. Yeah, and then, so the game is apparently worth $29
billion. I know, my foot's doing the same thing.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. They had this t-shirt where it says, you know where it says, like, unregistered Hyper 2 Cam? Like, some people used Hyper 2 Cam in the back of the day?
Huh?
They actually have a shirt that has that watermark on it.
I'm half asleep, still driving.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Pokemon Go yearly ad revenue potential is 16.
Is this one of his musical.lys? Oh, nothing.
16. If they put ads on it, potentially they could get $16 billion per year at the moment. With their in-app purchases, it's potential is $584 million per year.
What?
In the first year.
Why?
Wow. Jeez, I wish I was them right now.
I mean, it's funny just because, like, they made a game before Niantic Labs. I forget what it's called. It's basically the same thing as Pokemon Go. But because it's Pokemon, like, it's become so big. I'm trying to find out what. The game's called Ingress. It came out 3 years ago.
But no one liked it.
It was mainly because. No, I saw something the other day that was like. Ingress was their build-up. Like, whether they knew Pokemon Go was... Whether they knew that was going to happen when they created Ingress or not was a different thing. But they must have known when they thought, we'll do Pokemon Go, that was going to be...
That's not going to be a bad call.
They're like, that's going to be a big hit. So, upgraded... I mean... upgraded. I don't know what it's upgraded. Updated, so your program, and then apparently some people lost access to their account, and they also lost PokeVision. No, not PokeVision, like their tracking.
PokeVision.
Is PokeVision in the game, or is PokeVision a separate site?
I wish I knew what you guys were talking about. I honestly do not play Pokemon Go myself because of all of the errors and stuff.
What?
But almost everybody has an EV.
My phone every 10 minutes my phone crashes, so I use a tablet.
Because almost everybody has an Eevee, and at
this
least
is on my shit camera light.
And then they get a Vaporeon.
Why do you have an Eevee? Don't be greedy.
Yeah, so
when you have an Eevee, don't be greedy.
Don't be on your phone.
Duh.
I don't know.
The fudge nuggets. I'm trying not to swear now.
Yeah, but the funny thing, I mean, it's not funny, but it's so stupid how people can, like, get hit by cars and stuff playing Pokemon. Right. How do you not know you're walking onto a highway or you're gonna walk off a cliff?
Oh, they're blowing up the car.
Hold on, man.
I kind of hit a tree.
What are you talking about?
GTA 5.
Did you hear GTA 5 got taken down by,
You know what I can't believe?
That's on PC, though.
You know what I can't believe?
What?
People with, like, 300 subs getting sponsored already.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And they actually make money from it.
Yep. I mean, that's usually what a sponsorship is.
I'm like, how would he get money? He only has 300 subs. Like, I'm not saying I'm against that. It's pretty awesome, but I'm like, how does it happen?
Like, my friend, he has a YouTube channel on forward driving and stuff. And he has just under 300 subscribers. But he told me the other day, I mean, I probably shouldn't be saying this exactly, but he's making somewhere around $30. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, the payout is, he got $30 or something out of a few months. And the max payout, well, the minimum payout from YouTube is $100. So.
Do you guys have CSGO?
I don't know. Don't have a PC that can run.
Because why am I getting notifications from Kickback about some like fade, skin? I don't even use it. I mean, I don't even play CS:GO.
Have you heard about the Xbox?
Oh my gosh! I wish I could hear you. Guys, can you chill, please? Okay, what?
Did you hear about the Xbox One S?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I hope it doesn't seem like. Did it come out yet?
I'm pretty sure it's coming out. I mean, I don't know. I've seen Xbox has really tried to get going by sending it to all these YouTubers.
Because I think that's going to be a pretty big thing because it doesn't look promising. It just looks like it has better specs. It looks like it has, like. I don't really see the point.
Yeah,
are you talking about? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, Xbox One S. It's a new thing, so it's basically Xbox that has 4K. And it's smaller.
Oh, yeah.
40% smaller.
Yeah, but I don't really see paying like $300, $400 more dollars just to play
4K.
Huh?
Just to have 4K.
I mean,
it's only like 1,000 more pixels.
The right angle.
No, I'm pretty sure 4K is like four times as bigger.
No, 1080p, 4K is like 2160. I checked the resolution.
How many
times? No, that ain't gonna fit this car.
Big A is.
It's too small. I'm talking about GTA right now.
So you're playing a game while you...
Yeah. It's only my hands loose, what do you expect?
I'm pretty sure... It also allows HDR video effects. So that's sort of a new thing, it's like...
Better
colors and stuff. Yeah. Okay, so are we done with the podcast, or do we still have stuff to talk about?
Well, up to you, mate.
Well, do you have anything?
For me?
I don't have anything, but... Oh,
I have nothing else to say.
Let's talk for a second about Instagram stories. Have you guys seen...
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it.
I'm really a fan of it. Like, I don't have Snapchat, so...
Yeah, I don't have Snapchat, so I'm not really sure what the big fuss is about.
I'm not against it, but I like it on Instagram. Like, it's easier, it's better for me than scrolling through my Instagram feed. Like, I can go through, I can quickly look at what everyone's doing.
What'd you say, Mama? Okay. I think it's just whatever you prefer, Instagram or...
Well, yeah, or you do both.
Yeah, I don't like either, that's the thing. So.
Yeah, well. Thank you guys for listening today into the Gamers Podcast. I'm here. I was here with Sheep King and 2Block. Thank you guys for coming on with me.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
At the last second, we were going to have someone else, but thank you for stepping in. Okay, and this is the Gamers Podcast. Thank you for listening. Make sure you check us out on SoundCloud and iTunes. We're Gamers Method on both of those. Yeah, thank you for listening, and see you later.
Bye.
Bye.